This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Hey, how you feeling? I mean, physically, right? Because we're all stressed and uneasy mentally. But you feeling fit? Maybe less fit than you'd like? About good? I'm asking because gyms, big and small, aren't feeling all that great. Yes, some have been very tentatively reopening in some states. Others have closed up forever. As all the while, fitness migrates to online apps and communities, Marketplace's Jasmine Garst is on the fitness desk today.
Big names in the gym club game have already gone bankrupt, like 24 Hour Fitness, Gold's Gym, and New York Sports Club's parent company. Meanwhile, for at-home fitness apps offering classes and communities, sales are skyrocketing. This week, Apple joined the fray with its subscription service, offering yoga and running for about $10 a month, a fraction of what most people pay for gyms.
Workout, trainer, time, music.
Apple enters a crowded field. Peloton, Nike, Adidas, and a bunch of other tech and athletic brands are already there. The online fitness industry is projected to grow by 20% over the next 7 years. Joe Favorito is a sports marketing consultant and professor at Columbia University.
I think anyone who's in the fitness business that doesn't have some kind of online component right now and is trying to look back to where we were on March 13th is going to be in a lot of trouble.
That includes small studios. Yoga instructor Jessica Sandu's students followed her onto Zoom. She charges about $120 for private sessions. She says business is better than ever.
I've been very financially okay. I've never actually been able to save money as I have now.
In order for brick-and-mortar gyms to muscle their way out of this crisis, they may need to go hybrid, like Equinox. The high-end gym launched its online fitness app in mid-March. For gyms, it's time to level up or wipe out. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.